honored to be asked to be a master of ceremonies for this portion. We're going to have some words right now. I wanted to have the mayor come stand with us too. There's going to be some words from the mayor.
I dressed up for the occasion.
And then we're going to have a reception after we have some words. We're going to warm up and there's a little bit of food. First of all, I'd like to call on Senator Bert Stedman to say a few words of welcome.
Well, I'd just go ahead and thank everybody for coming. I know it's kind of chilly out here in December, but it's nice to see the community come together and get the hall reinstalled. It's definitely part of the history of the community and one of the most centerpieces in our entire community. I'd just like to thank everybody for coming out today.
Thank you, Senator. And from the state, Phil Welch.
Jennifer Klein, the facilities manager for the Department of Health and Social Services, wishes she could have been here, but she couldn't do it due to other arrangements. So she asked me to represent the department and the state. I want to thank you, along with Senator Stedman, for coming to join us today. This has been a long work in progress. There's been a lot of stakeholders involved throughout that process. I know that I'd share with you folks the great gratitude for Jennifer and for Bob Mettinger from the Sitka Historic Society and for Tommy Joseph, who has restored this piece of history for us. Again, want to thank you all for coming and join us later in the Nakahiti for some questions and answers.
Thank you, Philip. And Honorable Mayor, City Borough of Sitka, Cheryl Westover.
Hi, I'd like to thank everybody for coming. I look at this pole and it's about 8 years older than me, but it watched many of us take the shore boat over to Mount Edgecombe when we were younger, and it's back taking care of all of us. Thank you for coming. I know you're cold and I'm not going to talk too long, but the community's glad to have our pole back in Totem Square.
Well, your words warmed us up. Thank you, Mayor. And from the National Park Service, Superintendent Randy Larson.
Well, I would just like to echo the mayor's thoughts. These totem poles are so culturally and historically significant in Sitka, and of course, Sitka National Historical Park. And I think it's so fitting to have Lincoln Street bookend with the totem poles at the park, and now, fittingly, a totem pole back here at Totem Square. So we appreciate being invited here and congratulate everyone involved.
Thank you, Randy. And from the Forest Service, Carol Gerlard.
Hi, and you. Thank you. I'm really thrilled to be here, and just a little piece of history for you. The Forest Service was involved way back in the 1930s when the Civilian Conservation Corps was put together. At that time, when the government formed the CCC crew, they were basically young men putting them to work and helping build the infrastructure in America. Well, in Alaska, that was totally different. The CCC group were formed basically by older men to be able to teach the younger generation the skill of building totem poles. And so the Forest Service was heavily involved at that time in bringing and repairing over 40 totem poles throughout Alaska. Alaska was different and still is different. And I'm very honored to be here to share this celebration with you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. And from the Tonkwanton, a big study. Point out some red oak.
Kind of brochures they have on the churches when they come here, but they come here, and I just happen to be standing in that corner, and all these Asians surrounded me. What happened to this Totem Square? Where's the totem pole? Who wants to see it? Well, I'm sorry, but it's down for repair. And now we have people that are skilled, and they can do the repair. In the past, they just fell down. Now we can see it's standing, not quite a ways yet, but we're reading and reading us. We want to thank you for doing the work and have your due
thank you, Fred. From Chicago was on, and I was Lawson Senior.
Cheers.
Okay, Shas, Kiksati. Art Hass, Kiksha, Gunak Chase. Klisko Hass, Gunak Teddy, Gunak Chase. My Eagle brothers and my Raven relatives, thank you for being here today to witness this event. The citizens of Sitka, what a joyful day this is. Thank the carver, my younger brother, Tommy Joseph, for fixing up the totem pole so that it could be put back.
Senator, thank you.
The state, Park Service, Forest Service, and the city, thank you for your words. I like the original history or the intent which this kutia, Yah Kutia, was commissioned. It was commissioned to represent the people of Sitka. I would like that to be how we move forward into the future, not only for us, but for our children and for our grandchildren.
Thank you, Nels. We will have a reception at a much warmer location at the Shitkaquan Nakahiti, and we'll have more words that we can share at that time. But I just wanted to ask Carver if you would say a couple of words while we're outside. Tommy?
Thank you, everybody, for coming. Here it was an honor for me to carve this, or not carve this, but to do the restoration work and preservation work on this. This was made 70 years ago by the CCC there in Durango. It was designed by George Benson here in Sitka. It was an honor for me to work on this. Thank you.
So please join us, and we'll have some food, some refreshments at the Shitkaquan Nakahiti right now. Thank you.